The debate about God's gender is misdirected. What we call God is actually a married couple. When they decided to create humans in their own image, they compromised and manufactured approximately equal numbers of both genders. Each female she creates is close to her heart. She becomes the woman just for a moment as she shapes her, and in this way is able to try out different heights and weights, emotional depths and IQs, skin tones and eye colours. The same applies to every male shaped by him. On certain nights, when they're feeling liberal, each creates a member of the opposite sex just to see what it's like. When you die, you go to live in their large home and enjoy a parent-child relationship with them. Every human in the world is a child to them, and they devote tremendous effort to their parenting skills. It is heartening to see that they learn from us in the same manner that all parents learn from their children. For example, it turns out they didn't know how to express the workings of their universe as equations, so they are greatly impressed with the ideas of their physicist children, who phrase clearly to them for the first time what they wrought. On the other hand, it would be misleading to tell you that it's always been a happy family, because there was a period of time when that wasn't true. Their marriage was an arranged one, and over the millennia, they grew unhappy with each other's company.